You're listening to Soundside. I'm Libby Denkman. Government agencies are numerous and often opaque to the layperson. Sometimes when the work they do comes to public attention, it can cause surprise or even controversy. Colin Tiernan is a reporter at the Spokesman Review. He was surprised to learn more about Wildlife Services, the agency that's tasked with killing and dispersing problem animals. Think predators that are eating a rancher's calves, birds who pose a risk to planes at airports, or even ducks that are eating endangered salmon near dams. Some of the work Wildlife Services does involves things like shooting coyotes from airplanes. Colin joined Soundside to share his recent reporting on what Wildlife Services is and how it works.
It's a federal agency, in large part funded by taxpayer dollars, that people who work in agriculture can call up, and they will help farmers and ranchers deal with wildlife-related issues.
So if you call Wildlife Services, does it necessarily mean that it ends with dead coyotes or dead animals?
No. Sometimes Wildlife Services will help people simply learn how to avoid conflicts with wildlife. You know, let's say you are a rancher and you are just at your wit's end. You don't know what to do. You know, if you're not particularly experienced in how to keep wildlife away, they can say, oh, you know, you need to install this kind of fence, or you need to install this system that shines a spotlight on predators when they show up at your pen. It's definitely not all lethal. In fact, Wildlife Services stresses the efforts they put in to try to avoid lethal measures whenever possible.
The number of animals that Wildlife Services kills sounds quite high to somebody coming to this story for the first time, like myself. You write that in the United States, Wildlife Services in 2021 killed more than 64,000 coyotes, 400 black bears, and 24,000 beavers. What's the rationale for killing so many animals?
Yeah, so the rationale varies significantly depending on what species you're talking about. If you look at the reasons given for the removals of coyotes, it tends to be for the benefit of the ranching industry. You know, a lot of those removals are specifically to protect either calves or lambs. There are other reasons that we remove, the Wildlife Services removes coyotes as well. You know, for example, Fairchild Air Force Base here in Spokane County, Wildlife Services removes a few coyotes for the benefit of the Air Force Base, simply because the Air Force doesn't want to have a coyote running on an airstrip when a tanker is either landing or taking off. When you talk about black bears, lots of different reasons to remove black bears. It could be anything from the bear is, say, eating a farmer's berries or preying on livestock or potentially even posing a threat to humans. And then with beavers are a species where the potential reasons Wildlife Services would kill a beaver, it's a very, very long list. Oftentimes they'll be building dams where they're not supposed to be building dams. So they might be plugging up a ditch that's needed for irrigation. They might be cutting down trees that people had been intending to cut down, you know, for the logging industry. They might be building a dam that then floods something you don't want flooded. So, for example, beaver dams sometimes can cause water to run over roads in a way that departments of transportation have issue with. So there are literally hundreds of reasons that Wildlife Services kills animals.
Man, I don't know why. The beavers really get me. I understand there's also an effort, for example, to kill off some ducks that are potentially a danger to salmon. I mean, these are also fishing industry issues that you write about. And again, I really recommend that folks check out your coverage in the Spokesman Review to understand more. But let's get to that criticism from conservationists. What are the concerns that they're voicing about Wildlife Services?
There are definitely a few. One of them is simply the fact that this is government funded. So the way in which farmers and ranchers make use of Wildlife Services, how they're paying for this work, varies depending on who you're talking about and where they are. So in some instances, a farmer or rancher might be directly paying Wildlife Services for the work. But a significant amount of Wildlife Services work is funded by the federal government. And so I think a lot of conservationists would argue that some of this work, which entails killing wildlife, is not supported by the general public, that they would argue, and therefore they don't want their tax dollars to go towards it. I think that's one argument that conservationists make. Another would be that it can cause ecological harm. Some of the conservationists I talked to emphasize that removing predators can have unintended consequences at an ecosystem level. So that's another argument conservationists will make, that this can cause ecological harm in some instances. I think another argument is just sort of whether there are people who would argue that what Wildlife Services does is inhumane. The number of ways in which Wildlife Services kills animals is, there are many, many, many different ways, some of which involve poisons, a lot of them just involve shooting animals and trapping. For example, Wildlife Services traps a lot of animals, and that can certainly be a painful experience if you're the animal caught in a trap for hours or days. Those are the big three. The fact that it's federally funded, the fact that it can disrupt native ecosystems, and the fact that it's inhumane. Those are some of the arguments conservationists would make.
Is there evidence that shows that the work that Wildlife Services does has a benefit, like to the livestock that they're looking to protect? Is there evidence of benefit there?
I am not aware of specific studies on long-term effects of Wildlife Services specific removals, but if you talk to ranchers, which I did for this story, they will tell you that by removing coyotes, they are able to significantly decrease losses to their herds. Primarily for, we're talking about lambs and calves. Those are sort of the young, vulnerable animals, are the ones that predators are going to be targeting often. So yeah, ranchers will often tell you that this is very significant for their operations, and that it can be very important for them financially to avoid losses caused by predator species. A lot of conservationists that I talked to for this story will argue they don't think a government agency should be doing this work on the agricultural industry's behalf, but they'll disagree about the efficacy of the work. And there have been studies that show, when you're talking about coyotes are incredibly adaptive species. I mean, you can find them throughout the entire country. They're very prolific. Removing coyotes, if you're doing aerial gunning, for example, it's a very temporary fix. I don't think there's really much argument about that. If you go up in a plane and you kill as many coyotes as you can find in a given area, the coyotes are going to come back within a year or two. So I think that's one of the counter arguments that a lot of conservationists make, is this is not a long-term solution. And if your goal is to have a long-term solution for predation on livestock, you would be better served by coming up with more permanent, non-lethal means, as opposed to just killing coyotes that are going to be back relatively soon.
Have these conservationists that criticize the agency had any luck trying to watchdog what's going on there or potentially curtail its activities? I mean, is there any political will, say, from the federal government, from Congress or the White House to take a look at this, or are they kind of yelling into the wind, for lack of a better term?
Frankly, one of the conservationists I talked to, he describes himself as someone who has dedicated his life to dismantling this agency. There have definitely been congressmen who have tried to either remove some of Wildlife Service's funding or change the methods of lethal removal that they're allowed to use. And I think if you were to look at how the agency operates today versus how it operated 100 years ago, I think a lot of conservationists would tell you that a lot of progress has been made. At the same time, the story that I wrote is by no means the first time anyone's written about Wildlife Services. This is an agency that, even though a lot of members of the general public don't know it exists, it's been in the news a lot over the years, which was kind of surprising to me. But there's actually a lengthy history of people writing these kinds of stories. And when I was talking with Carter Niemeyer, the former Wildlife Services trapper, his opinion on this was that he said he thinks the public has a short attention span, and that this is a topic that, for whatever reason, just hasn't held the public's attention long enough for there to be any sort of successful effort to change in a broad way how the agency operates.
Oof, how true on the short attention span. comment, but I imagine that Wildlife Services also has powerful allies. I mean, ranchers and other folks in the agricultural industry that use the agency would probably like it to stay protected, right?
Yeah, I mean, certainly the ranchers that I spoke to were adamant that this is very essential for their industry. You know, I talked with a woman who is the president of Washington State Sheep Producers, Dr. Jill Swanick, and she said that she believes this agency helps sheep producers stay in business, and that if they didn't have this agency that can help them when coyotes or other predators are killing their livestock, they might go out of business. And her argument is that it is in the public's interest for us to have a food supply, and therefore, even if it entails killing wildlife and it can be a little grisly at times, she would argue that it's in the public's best interest for this agency to exist because it's needed. That's what she would say.
Before we wrap up here, Colin, how would you characterize the transparency of the agency of Wildlife Services? How easy was it to get information about their work and what they do?
Yeah, I would start off by stressing that I am a local government reporter most of the time. That's sort of what I'm familiar with in terms of trying to get information out of government. I have not spent a ton of time writing about federal agencies. However, it is pretty hard to figure out with specificity how Wildlife Services is spending its money or even where its money comes from. They provide a little bit of information online that sort of says something to the effect of, you know, X percentage of their dollars come directly from the federal government, and then X percentage comes from other places. But that's about all you get. The public records request that led to this story was I asked for all of the agency's lethal removals in Eastern Washington, or most of Eastern Washington. And what I wanted to try to do is figure out where these removals are happening and what the reason for them was and how much they cost.
That sounds pretty simple. I mean, that sounds like a pretty simple request by a journalist. Yeah, what happened?
They redacted the vast majority of the addresses because there is a federal law that says that the Department of Agriculture cannot release location information for agricultural producers if the agricultural producers provided that information in order to participate in a federal program. What it meant for me is that if the lethal removal, if Wildlife Services killed an animal for the sake of the agricultural industry, I could only figure out where that occurred in the sense of I could figure out it was in Spokane County, but nothing more specific than that. I was able to figure out when they killed an animal for an airport or for the benefit of salmon. So they redacted the locations of where the killings were done. They also said they don't track how much a specific lethal removal costs. So I couldn't figure out where most of these are happening or how much these cost. I have not encountered a lack of transparency on that level in covering local government.
Colin Tiernan with the Spokesman Review, and he wrote about Wildlife Services in the article, "The Hired Gun of the Livestock Industry. Wildlife Services, a federal agency, kills more than 100,000 animals in Washington every year." Thank you very much, Colin, for your reporting.
Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for listening to Soundside. This show is only possible because listeners support us. If you're able to give right now, please check out the show notes for a link to donate. And don't forget, you can listen live on KUOW 94.9 FM Seattle at noon and 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, or anytime online at KUOW.org.